Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. And we got a treat in store for you. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Suluau, the show where my guest and I speak up so that you can listen up and act upon what you've heard. Today we're doing something special. You know, listeners, we periodically, once a month now, have a thing called Poetry Pop-Up. And people pop by, and it's people have prompts at short notice, or sometimes we use the pop-up poetry to celebrate birthdays. So today we are celebrating Neil Ryan's birthday, even though he doesn't make any special effort himself to celebrate. We are going to be hearing a bit of his poetry, and we also are going to have maybe Johnny lead us off, because she'll tell us a little bit about heart sound, heart music, and that's something that can rebirth happiness, whatever the day is in our lives. And then, Cynthia, last time you kept kind of note of the turns when people were coming in, and maybe you can do that so that each person does it. I think each of you know the way our program goes. Instead of having one person do 10 poems and then everybody else maybe get a chance to do one, we do a round robin where each person presents one. We get some friendly feedback and then go on to the next person. So sometimes people get to do two things. And then we're also going to give Neil time to express what he wants to say. He doesn't usually use the prompt, so it's open to him. So we'll begin with Johnny giving us tell us a little bit about yourself and heart sound, and then share some with us.
Greetings, everyone, and thank you so much for the invite. I'm grateful to be here with you. I hope you can hear me okay.
Yes.
Coming from Philly. Okay, fantastic. So I am Johnny Proby, and I am in the U.S. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. My background is therapeutic music. I say soulful music, mindful meditation, and peaceful vibrations through sound energy, crystal bowls and the likes. But one of the things that I've learned over the years is the importance of our heart, electromagnetic energy within our hearts. Gives us the opportunity every day to hear what our own heart song feels like. And that is anything that comes to your heart. It may be a hum. It might be a chant. It might be something that you may have, a song you may have heard years ago, and it might just all of a sudden pop in your mind, in your head. And so I'll just give you an example. Let's just say, that's what my heart feels like right now. And after a while, you might hum that. And next thing you know, you might hear a little, a word might come into your heart. Love, love. Love, love. And then your feet's going, you're feeling that vibrations within your body. Love, love. And that's pretty much what a heart song is. It's whatever your heart feels like in the moment. And here's the secret part of it. Your willingness to express it without feeling like we need to make it something other than what it is. We don't have to fix it. We don't have to manipulate it in any way. Just whatever it feels like, allowing your voice, your heart, and your voice to connect to one another because they're already connected, and just allowing that freedom of expression to come through. And when you do that, you're honoring the true self of who you are. That's what a heart song is.
Oh, I think that's a great message for for us in feeling. Going to try and experiment and have whoever would volunteer to start a heart song and then somebody else join in, and we'll just link them together.
That would be fun.
Hi, Johnny. My name's Neil.
Good to meet you.
And recently I have had an experience. Back when I was a teenager, the world was jazz. My mind's gone blank in terms of some names, but I remember Gene Krupa and Benny Goodman, and but I remember a number of black saxophone players, and anyway, one of the things that I really liked when I was a teenager was a guy. I don't know that I ever knew his name, but he was called Mumbles. And he would do a piece of music that was just and I've been hearing that sound recently, as that it just, and I say I love that guy because he was making music with his voice but no words. He was called Mumbles, and it was a delightful experience of music. So I'm grateful to be able to hear it again.
Very good. Well, why don't you try to bring some of that up for us and share? What does that sound like to you today? Not necessarily what he would interpret it. What would you interpret it through your own heart?
No, it's just mumbles.
Do your mumbles. Do your mumbles thing.
Yeah.
Kneel on mumbles.
He would play something that Coleman Hawkins would play. I don't know if anybody knows Coleman Hawkins, but he was an amazing saxophone player. So anyway, and he would just go mumble. He would just... and I hear that song sometimes when Charlotte is reading a poem, because she's got the black spirit in her voice, in her words, and I love that's my genre, that's where I come from musically.
Do you mind if I ask you to repeat that again? I heard you say, give me the sound again. I'll tell you, I want to just interpret it from what I'm hearing as a heart sound.
Well, it's just mumbles.
Just mumble.
Bring it up.
And he's got a beef with it. I hope Jesse's not recording this, but but there you go.
All right, that's good. So,
no, that's too musical. You gotta have a mumble in it. You're a singer. You see, there's the difference. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm just telling you what I'm hearing, what's coming through to me. You have something different, but as Charlotte said, we could put it all in a pot, and we never know what we'll come up with.
Okay. All okay. Right. But you have a beautiful voice, I must say, a beautiful voice.
But you know what I'm thinking is, I thought for the longest time I wouldn't sing. My mother was in the choir. She had been on the radio as a singer, and so in the choir I would always sing next to her to think, you know, that's the way to stay on tune. And then I had an experience while I was on a healing journey in L.A. Virginia Capers became my late in life godmother, and I was singing with Lafayette Players. Always next to, you know, one of the altos. And so one day she was playing and she said, somebody's out of tune. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. She said, it's not you, doggone it, in other words. It's that person that you're following. And so I think that what you did, the sound, bringing, you know, from your soul, I was hearing something. And so I'm going to dare to say what's in my heart. Because even with singing Happy Birthday, at birthday things, I would sing lower because I would think I want to be out of tune. But now I think the Happy Birthday is whatever bursts from your soul, either to sing for yourself or sing for someone. So without wondering about being judged, I'm just going to let what my heart wants to say do.
That's Can it. I give some rip to that? I love the fluctuations in there, Charlotte. And I loved how we could feel your mood.
Thank you. Dr. Ramona, what is wanting to come out as a sound from your heart?
I'm thinking of you know, since it's Neil's birthday celebration, I'm just thinking of sounds like that, songs, actually. I can't make sounds. I can just sing. So I'm thinking of, you will never grow old while there's love in your heart. Time is silver, your golden hair, while you sit in your old rocking chair. So keep a love in your heart. Remember the good times we've had. For with our love in your heart, dear Neil, you will never grow old. You will never grow old. That was for Neil.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was beautiful. I felt that.
Remember, we're bundling a different present, our different sounds. Are you wrapping up in a disc picture, beautiful red box with golden strings around it? So, Cynthia, what do you feel from your heart coming into that box?
I think the rhythms of the ocean, like how it's, and the rhythms of rain, both because it's misty, rainy today. So, kind of the rhythms of the rain getting heavier. You know, and I broke my right arm, so it's a little bit harder to do, but I love how the rain starts out falling like this, and then it kind of comes down like that, and then it kind of goes back to a little drizzle, like the shooshing. But the sounds of the, yeah, so I don't know if I can do it either, but the sounds of the ocean trickling across the broken shells on the beach is one of my favorite sounds, and the rhythm of it, like the by the way, I was probably the person who was out of tune. If you ever, like, I'm probably the person who's out of tune in most in singing. Like, you know, it's okay that I have other gifts. That might not be one of them. But my heart sound, I think, is just a very light and peaceful.
Cynthia, well, that's beautiful, and we are so privileged that we live here by the ocean, and I live right on Vancouver Island, out in the Pacific. I realized one day that I live out in the Pacific Ocean. Thank you, Spirit.
It always feels like a heartbeat to me, the waves over the shore, like, and they have different intensities and different feelings, but
yeah,
that it always, the negative ions just clear my mood and everything, but it's always, I feel like it's a heartbeat, and it's also a calling to realign with nature, to let go, remember that we're animals, we're part of this too, and we can only go so fast. It reminds us to slow down and be at peace and take every, you know, just one step at a time. But yeah, the picture of my background, that's my favorite sound of the waves over the sand and water.
Beautiful. May I add to that sound?
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait for this. Kind of like a bird, like that really loud.
Yeah.
Was that a healing? What was the instrument or the item?
It's an ocean drum.
Oh.
Yeah.
At first I thought it's a tambourine, but it's a drum, right?
Yeah, it has a little beads inside of it.
Okay.
Yeah. You get the sound of the ocean.
Ocean.
I love how you found the most beautiful parts of it, which are the parts I love best. Like, it really sounded the way the ocean is over the trickling, over the broken shells, over those trickling, the mosaic. I have a line of poem, a mosaic of broken shells, and the ocean water healing them. And it's that trickle that really, you captured it exactly.
See, our hearts are connected.
I love that. Thank you for that gift.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And it's an interesting way of observing how on a birthday, it's not those sappy cards. I mean, cards are nice. It's good to write cards. I've started to do poems, but sometimes something that just comes to your heart, like a sound, each of the sounds that everyone has had has been different. And how does your heart, did hearing those things make your heart feel happy?
Everyone? I love addressing Johnny. There she is.
Yeah, happy, soothing, peaceful comes to mind. Just, yeah, very relaxing for sure. Mm-hmm.
I love this gift, Johnny, of you're putting us into our bodies in the present. And I really love that feeling of being connected with my body and all of you at the same time in this present space. It's a very healing and empowering experience.
And I like the thing, too, of no judgment. You know, sometimes people look at cards and, you know, whether it's got satin or all kinds of things on it, and people feel like they're judging their cards. But just this from out of the heart, with just releasing and being transparent enough to say, nobody, you didn't see anybody worrying about, oh, I wonder how people who are listening to this are feeling. I think just hearing it will inspire other people to share what their heart feels with other people. Now, we did have a talk about a prompt, Visions of Visions, and I think we will start to share any poems people wanted to give. We'll do it pop-up style, and Cynthia will announce the first person. I think the first person to arrive was
Cynthia.
So I get to go first?
Yes.
Okay, so I thought for Vision and Revision, I'm going to read a poem that's in my Ordinary Light book. But it's about my grandparents. It's both about my grandparents and where I come from and where we're going as a planet. In a good way, learning, applying the wisdom. Petals and roots. I am born of a grandmother, gentle as pink rose petals. A grandfather steeped in service and ecosystems we thought would survive. Born of Irish and Scottish hope, and generations not comprehending. Mm-hmm. Carbon dioxide emissions suffocate great-grandchildren. Born to wild yellow snapdragons with bright orange centers and shiny beetles I set free, oatmeal and quiet, classic literature and time. The Irish in rural Quebec, big blue stem grasses and isolation, clover and honey, wasps I avoid. Every element of my grandmother, beloved Pearl Lang, where the flowers are from. I am born to wild raspberries and blueberries, garden fresh cucumber and wax green beans growing in our yard, cauliflower washed slowly and carefully, the everyday grace of enough, golden lentil soup on the stove, warm study food, plenty to feed relatives dropping by, almond-scented hand cream we share after doing dishes, tea from the kettle my great-grandma Lang would shine, her gift of service to her working daughter. There were winters without plumbing, wearing hand-knit acrylic mitts that never kept out frostbite, no matter how elaborate the patterns. My grandfather's wood shop I swept daily, waiting with him lawn mornings for turtle eggs to hatch in the sand. Summer dips in the glacial-fed lake, where he catered to injured fish near the shore, while I baked clay shapes in the sun, or swam with the turtle nearly my size. My 10th birthday honored with a canoe ride to watch water lilies blossom. I am born of great-grandmothers in Montreal, wanting me confirmed Anglican, and my science-loving grandfather telling me I don't have to do anything I don't want to. Although I wanted to, and he didn't want his mother controlling anyone. I am born to Canadian-style Chinese food in town with extra soy and salt for rare occasions like my grandma's retirement and my graduation. Today, there are eagles, echoes, and freedom, a planet to protect from the brink, its hold on me deeper than ashes. So my poem in honor of all the simple things our grandparents and for people before us taught us that we can apply to helping alleviate climate change by living more simply.
Wow.
And also there's a birthday in there, and happy birthday to Neil.
Thank you, Cynthia. I give you a little feedback. I love your connection of flowers and berries. And I never had grandparents. I mean, I know they're there in the past, but thank you for sharing what it's like to have grandparents. That was not an experience I've had in this lifetime. And thank you for sharing. I really liked the connection with the flowers and the berries. And thank you.
Yeah, I felt like Neil, you know, that picture, it reminded me of my grandmother. My paternal grandmother was the only one with whom I could, you know, I spent some time, and since she lived in a village, so she used to grow these beans, long beans, and then sit there and shell them and dry them and give them to us to take back to Bombay. So your words brought that back. And I also took from what you read that advice your grandfather gave you. It's almost now going to be a favorite affirmation. You don't have to do anything you don't want to.
And so I think he was hinting at, you know, like probably about boys and stuff, like just, but he said it about his mother wanting all the kids confirmed Anglican. He was really, you know, it's their choice. This is my granddaughter and it's her choice. Of course I did it for my great grandmother because I loved her and it was important to her and it gave me community. But yeah, I love that I think grandparents are this magic because they're right. They're so mature, most of them, as people. And what you said, too, about the beans and your grandma's love, like, there's so much love, feminine love from the earth to humans. And I feel like we need to get older to appreciate how much love they had and were giving. All those little acts of kindness and growing food and feeding people. I'm not sure who came in next, if it was Ramona or Neil, but should we go to Ramona?
So, I remember I'm just taking baby steps and writing poems. So here's what I thought of with the prompt, visions of visions. In a world where dreams play hide and seek, visions of visions dance so unique. With twinkling eyes, they paint the skies, whispers of wonder where magic lies. A jester's hat, a wizard's wand, they twirl and leap so light and fond. Look here, they say, is a rainbow song where colors mingle and all belong. From dreams of pancakes, fluffy and round, to forests where giggles are the only sound. Each vision, a spark, a flicker of light, chasing the shadows, vanishing night. A cat in a top hat, sipping on tea, plans a grand party for you and me, with cupcakes that giggle and jelly beans sing. In this realm of visions, joy is the king. So let's join the dance with hearts open wide. Embrace the absurd. Let laughter be our guide. For in visions of visions, so merry, so bright, it's a whimsical journey, a pure delight. Thank you.
You write poetry. your poems have rhyming words, and I've only ever written one. Does the Queen ever have leftovers? And that's the only poem I've written that rhymes, because all my poems are open ended. So I love your rhyming words. Amazing.
Thank you, Neil.
I'm picturing that cat in a tin hat. It was so, I mean, you talked about the visions of things, and it was just so unique, you know, not things that you might just pick up off the shelf at TJ Maxx or someplace. It was really, just watch it. It could be a movie, just seeing all the things that were at that table. So thank you so much for sharing. And yes, I mean, poetry does not have to rhyme, but poetry as the way that you share what you're feeling is beautiful. So I think...
Yes, thank you.
Three pop-ups ago, Dr. Ramona Roda said, I don't think it's a poem, but she shared her first poem, and it was fantastic. So you're just rolling along.
Thank you. Thank you, Charlotte. Thank you, Neil.
To check with Charlotte, Neil was the next person in. I don't know if we're doing it in order, and he's doing his part now, or if we're hearing everybody's vision and revision first.
Well, let's hear his... even though he said he doesn't write poems himself, did you write a special poem or have a poem you wanted to share in celebration of your 85 years? He also doesn't talk about his years, but this year he bragged a bit because, as some listeners may know, Neil got so behind his work that where they weren't selling off a lot in stores, as Neil has stood for poetry and stood up for his poetry to the extent that he was driving in a 85 mile per hour traffic, doing 65 miles an hour, going to people in parking lots, you know, all the things that people said were dangerous. These were some, it's dangerous. You just can't go to a city, pick up the paper, and see that people are having poetry readings and drop in there. There's East LA, West LA,
yeah.
And he didn't listen to any of that. He went